From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah and one of Lebanon's most powerful figures, on Friday accused Saudi Arabia of holding his country's prime minister against his will and called on the kingdom to release him.
He was forced to resign. Then he read a statement that was dictated by them, and the Lebanese prime minister was forced into house arrest and refrained from returning to his country.
Riyadh says Hariri is a free man. That's echoed by U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who said there is no indication that Hariri has been detained by the Saudis against his will. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Friday that the U.S. will no longer tolerate chronic trade abuses.
Jobs, factories, and industries were stripped out of the United States and out of many countries in addition.
Trump was speaking to a gathering of CEOs at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Da Nang, Vietnam. Trump also said that the United States has not been treated fairly by the World Trade Organization. Russian officials say Russia will adopt new legislation next week requiring U.S. journalists in Moscow to register as foreign agents. The announcement Friday came as a response to what Russia says is a new U.S. requirement that the American division of the Russia state-funded RT television channel register as a foreign agent in the United States. RT said on Friday it will comply with the request to register under the U.S. Foreign Agents Registration Act, but a spokeswoman for the Russian government said it may challenge the move in court. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN is insisting on unhindered humanitarian access to all areas of northern Rakhine State, where more than 600,000 Rohingyas have lived before fleeing to Bangladesh.
It is absolutely essential to address the root cause of the problem, which rely largely on the problems related to citizenship and to the legal status of this population that has been discriminated and that is stateless at the present moment.
The latest violence began with a series of attacks on August 25th by Rohingya insurgents. Myanmar security forces responded with a scorched earth campaign against Rohingya villages that the UN and human rights groups have called disproportionate and a campaign of ethnic cleansing. Guterres spoke to reporters ahead of his trip to the UN climate change conference in Bonn, Germany. Mohamed Youssef reports Burundi's government says it will not cooperate with the International Criminal Court over its plan to investigate alleged human rights abuses in the country.
Speaking to reporters in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, Justice Minister Aime Laurentine says the ICC has no right to conduct an investigation in her country.
Burundi not being state party to the ICC statute is not concerned with the so-called decision of that court.
The government response comes a day after three judges at the ICC authorized the prosecutor to open an investigation into alleged human rights abuses committed inside and outside of Burundi between April 2015 and October 2017. Burundi became a member of the Rome Statute, the treaty that established the ICC in 2004. The country announced a plan to withdraw from the statute in October 2016, and the notification took effect last month. Burundi accused the court of targeting African countries. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
South Korea will join three U.S. aircraft carrier strike groups in a joint drill scheduled November 11th to 14th off the peninsula's east coast. The Pentagon said Wednesday the drill involving three aircraft carrier strike groups in the western Pacific would be carried out for the first time in a decade. A total of seven South Korean Navy vessels, including Aegis-equipped warships, will participate in the drill and accompany 14 U.S. naval warships. Three Chinese students were injured Friday when a man deliberately ran them over with his car near the city of Toulouse, France. The French news channel BFM reports the driver, known to authorities for previous crimes, was not on a list of known extremists. He was immediately arrested. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.